Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another deep dive. This is Joy Tactics, a podcast dedicated to finding joy.
Before we say the name, let's name drop some movies, right? I mean, I'm sure they read the episode title, but let's just name drop some movies, okay?
Yeah.
A Real Pain.
You guys have probably heard of Sasquatch Sunset.
Okay. You guys have probably heard of that movie that Fred Durst, aka Limp Bizkit, directed that was at a college that I can't remember.
Oh, damn. I heard that was amazing. I need to see that. And Together on Three, let's say the big one. One, two, three. The
Zombie
Social
Land.
Network.
Zombieland. Wow. If you're unfamiliar with these movies, go get yourself a membership to one of the streaming services and start checking them out. Because they all star an amazing actor that goes by the name of Jesse Eisenberg.
Eisenberg. Shout out, dude.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Wow.
We have a lot to cover here. I don't know if we can quite
cover
it.
It's going to be endless.
An hour.
Should we take a minute to just appreciate the mystery that he is right now? Because in an hour,
yes,
we're never going to be able to unlearn this shit. So
it's a slap in the face.
Last moment.
Right.
What?
It's a slap in the face to say we could cover his entire life and all of his acting stylings.
No, of course not the whole life. This was chapter one.
But yeah, volume one.
Could you play Jesse Eisenberg just for a moment?
Nope.
And we could just do like a WTF sort of like, how'd you get started? Just based on his Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I could definitely do that.
And let me see how
you're not just saying that because
you do.
You're not just saying that because I'm Jewish, right? You say that because I'm a good actor.
Yeah, of course not, dude. Yeah, let's get on with it. All right, so.
All right, I'll be Mark Maron.
It was my idea.
You're the producer, Brendan, dude. Your producer, right, Brendan, who's
cool.
Behind the scenes that made the whole show work.
He doesn't say anything, dude.
Well, he says things through his edit, bro.
Why don't you be Larry King?
All right,
bring him back.
I won't ever. I can't impersonate Larry King, man.
Well, you want to be Theo Vaughn? I know the two of them have some beef to squash, so maybe they could. Theo Vaughn and Mark Maron resolve the beef through interviewing Jesse Eisenberg.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's okay.
All right, great.
That works.
So this is kind of unorthodox style of interview.
Dang, man. I'm just wondering, you know, like, so you do like movies and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me. You guys are so cool. It really actually makes me feel so odd to know that what you guys say about each other right now. But I'm excited to be here.
Are you out here? Or are you in? Where are you at these days?
These days, I'm living in Los Angeles. You guys know my lifestyle is so crazy, so I have to be out there just partying. So. Hello?
I used to know a guy in Los Angeles that had gills on his. He had gills. He was breathing. He could breathe underwater.
Wait, you know what?
That's
so funny. That reminds me. Did you know that ants don't have lungs because they're too small? They breathe through oxygen into the cells of their spiracles.
I knew that too. I knew about spiracles.
Mark Maron. All right.
So dang, that was man. I just want to know how you got started. You know. No, we're keeping it going, Jack.
Okay, sorry. That's so funny you should ask that. Yes. My name is Jesse Eisenberg. Essentially got started when I popped out my mom's pussy. And then after that, I made my television debut in the series Get Real from 1999 to 2000. Everybody knows that. And then in 2001, after them two airplanes.
Right. We remember.
That's when I appeared in a UK Dr. Pepper commercial as Butt Naked Boy.
Holy shit.
This is
an interesting start.
Have you ever been with an Asian woman?
All right. This interview has been so fun. I think that what you guys do is cool, but maybe not for me. I have a PR team and a real career. You guys are kind of both just kind of these haunting figures of the YouTube algorithm.
Mark Maron, by the way, crazy. Mark Maron's not on YouTube. He never stooped to video.
Audio only.
He kept it audio only the entire time.
Respect. So
he couldn't make the cut is what you're saying.
No, he could have. Yeah, he could have if he wanted, but he kept it real.
Mark Maron. Sexy.
You have three words to entice Jesse Eisenberg into a long conversation with you. And to go into dinner with you, what do you say? Three words to get Jesse Eisenberg all up in your car with you.
I will suck
it. Okay, you would suck it, Jack.
San Diego Film Festival. Because he'll recognize that from when I just read it on his Wikipedia page and go, how did you know about that?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What would I say? Three words.
I would say, let's talk now. Aggressively with a fucking knife.
Okay.
And then put the knife down immediately, show him it's a fake knife. Psych. But he's already in the car and we're already going 150 miles an hour down the fucking BQE. Not a danger to him, but I. Go ahead.
This has been so creative so far in a way that is incredible.
We're bringing creativity back to this fucking podcast, dude. I was sending you guys those voice notes all fucked up on Friday night that we need to be more creative. And it's China finally working.
Fucked up on Ritalin.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody reached out to us and lives in Taipei. And they speak the language and they know the culture and they
the capital of Taiwan.
We should go to Taipei.
Is that Taiwan?
Settle the beef. Yeah, settle the beef between Taiwan.
Yeah, yeah.
And foreign China.
Unsolicited foreign ambassadors.
Yeah.
I'd rather go there because it's an island. Oh, isn't that something interesting to get onto a moped and go around the whole thing or a motorcycle?
Yeah, I would love it. Just say the day, and I'll be there.
Yo, China in May.
China in May? Please, yo, man.
That Eric, if you were a wind-up doll.
That's what I would say.
Yo, China in May?
In May.
If you're not familiar, Eric texted
I miss my friends.
Eric texted me and Jack, China in May, and nobody responded to it.
pathetic. But it really is
a
dream.
I did give you a formal apology, which I hope you took to heart.
I took it to heart, and today I said, yeah, we're making it happen no matter what. What?
I just learned something really crazy.
What did you learn?
Jesse Eisenberg, where is he born?
New Jersey, New Brunswick.
Well,
Connecticut.
New York City is what it says.
East Brunswick, New Jersey.
Okay, fair enough. But what does that make you presume? Eric, no cheating. What does that make you presume about his allegiances in, as far as countries go? He's an American, right?
That's what I suspected.
Right?
Right.
How funny. But what you didn't realize is that he's also switching up on us and he has dual citizenship in Poland.
What? Oh, dude.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Hell nah. Denounce Poland now. Are you fucking kidding me? With all that America has done for you, Zombieland 2,
Social Network 1. He could, by the way, if he wanted to, have been in Social Network 2, and yet he turned it down. And now we get Jeremy Strong's methodly acting.
What the fuck is fucking
this is
bussing,
real,
dude?
It'll be bussing. I think
what
it'll
the
be
fuck
bussing.
Is
I'm
that?
Happy about it.
It's, what is it
it's
about?
Aaron Sorkin's, it's about kind of. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it Meta? Sam Altman?
I think it's about January.
Okay.
Sace.
Oh.
Can we drop political. It with this shit?
Enough. It's enough.
It didn't happen. January 6th didn't happen.
Channel 5 News already covered it front to back. Let it go. You could never. Okay. So what's next is.
Like earnestly showing someone Channel 5 for the first time now. Like, bro, you have to. Check this channel out. He's going to get up on the street.
Andrew Callaghan.
Callahan's Island, like Gilligan. But what I'm saying is,
or someone else, drop it.
Why don't they have Jesse Eisenberg come back for a Social Network 2? That's all about Mark Zuckerberg's new journey in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Wow.
It's called the No-Gi Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
What it should be. This is the Social Network 2. Okay. Mark Zuckerberg is on Hawaii. He's surfing.
He's doing the hydrofoil.
He's doing the hydrofoil. His life is fucking amazing.
You know those things? What is it called? Just a foil?
No, you got it.
Anyway,
bro, just really quick, I want to be. I want to try it, bro.
You want to just disrupt the? Okay,
sorry. Cool. Sorry. Yeah.
No, I'll wait for you. I'll wait.
Sorry, man. Yeah. Sorry. It's go now.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's having an amazing life in Hawaii, and it's just going amazing. Him and his wife are having an amazing relationship. And all of a sudden, there is a nuclear warning. Nuclear warfare has erupted between the major powers. Mark Zuckerberg goes into his bunker, and his wife and children have been perished in the nuclear fallout because they didn't get to the the bunker. Yeah. Hey, we got to start with this is a movie, okay?
It's fictional.
So he's single.
It's fictional. Okay. It's a drama. He's single. Yeah. He's single.
Oops, single.
And who is in there but his assistant?
Who's played by who?
And
Mila Kunis.
But yeah, that's basically it.
Move along.
It would be about the political class of rich and poor together, locked away without material goods. You see what I'm getting at here.
Well, take the material goods away and see what's left. It's just humanity, blood, bones, skin.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's an extreme piece of this that you're not acknowledging, which is the Hawaiian people. Because you said he was on Hawaii in his bunker, right?
Yeah.
So when he comes up out of that thing, he's not going to be able to tell people what to do. Also, this reminds me of remember when the false alarm went off in Hawaii?
And Jim Carrey thought he saw his life flashing before his eyes?
Well, Jim Carrey was there for that?
Jim Carrey was in Hawaii when they thought the nuclear bombs were going off. And he said he sat on the hood of his car
he
and
turned
like,
off
watched
his phone
the sun.
And he like went to the beach and he just
accepted
like,
death.
Took it all
he
in.
Accepted death.
Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
That's a liar. There must be cell phone footage somewhere out there of Jim Carrey panicking, trying to get into the laundry room of a Marriott. Duct tape the doors. Duct tape
Please.
The doors.
Yeah.
You know what I heard is that CIA agents are trained to, if they are within the mushroom cloud area of let's say you survive, like, you know, you're not in the explosion,
mushroom
obviously.
Cloud area.
You know what I'm talking about.
You mean the fallout zone.
Near
dude.
It. Exactly. That's what I was hinting at, but I just wanted to dumb it down for the layman. So you're in the general area, the fallout zone, as you said, and they are trained to fucking take out their fucking Glock 9, end it right there.
They're what? Trained to do it.
How they're trained to kill
what's
themselves.
What's that training include?
It's just a piece of paper, I think.
4-day training program to
kill yourself.
Wait, why the fuck is that?
Because
kill
the,
yourself
because of,
if you ever see that mushroom, kill yourself. Just
before
they just keep it
the,
simple there.
Before it reaches you?
It's because the fallout effects would be like days before it would be a long, slow death. So it's like it's easier just to off yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Unless you watched that movie that Barack Obama produced that Julia Roberts was in called Leave the World Behind. And then you learned about iodine pills and how they help with radiation. And then you buy them off Amazon and keep them in the cabinet like I did.
Did you buy some?
Yeah.
What's going on with all these nuclear movies? Chernobyl. Been there, done that. Already read about it. Didn't need to see a TV show about it. What else? Oh,
is
yeah.
There a new
documentary? Catherine Bigelow. No, Catherine Bigelow.
What's this called?
You know, she did the Hurt Locker, right?
Of course.
Oh, and Zero Dark Thirty, right?
Oh, really? She likes war.
And she did a nuclear movie?
Fuck out of war. Yeah, it's just, it's called...
Dude, and you know that the Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty are CIA had their hands in that, right?
I know. Why do you think I'm bringing it up?
So what I'm hearing is they're trying to normalize this behavior to the American public so that when the shit goes down, we aren't as, you know, erratic.
I see right through the veil. Instead of saying shit goes down, I want to start saying shit goes sideways.
Okay.
When shit starts going sideways, that's, you know what I'm saying? Just in more fun way of talking. What just happened?
What's happening? What's happening? Oh.
Something has just gone sideways for Nate. That was scary.
He made a face and then he
just said crap and then looked more concerned than I've ever seen him.
Sorry. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. What happened, man?
Oh, I just got a phone call and my Bluetooth was like connected to that. So it kind of took over.
Oh, I thought something happened like out the window. Something scary.
The mushroom.
The mushroom.
Interesting. Right as I was talking about the... Again, interesting. Quite interesting.
Jesus Christ. So Jesse Eisenberg, born guess what year?
82.
83, bro. He's young as fuck.
Wow.
Okay.
Guess which off-Broadway plays he's written.
Guess Magic the title.
Bus. I don't know.
Guess the titles of the off-Broadway plays he's written.
What letter does it start with?
A.
Outback Steakhouse.
No, it's called Assumption. Okay.
Assumption.
Assumption.
He made a word up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I
wrote it. Wait, you're telling me Jesse Eisenberg is not only an actor?
He's a director. He's a playwright. He's an author. He's an intellectual. Okay.
Wow. You know what? I feel like with this multi-hyphenate shit, all it takes is doing it one time to be addressed as it. You know what I'm saying? So you only got to write one play and then you're just, he's a playwright for the rest of his life. I think that you should have to write like 15 plays or something like that before you can have that title, because you're disrespecting the greats, Tennessee Williams. Yeah, you think he just wrote one play and he's the same thing as you?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think so, pal.
I made pesto last night. Am I now a chef as well?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You see what and yet at the same time, I want to give people the freedom to call themselves whatever they want. And I almost want to abolish all titles.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, now once I'm rocking with that.
The next time someone addresses me, you know, the next time I go on late night or whatever again, the next time they address me and they say actor, writer, whatever, I'm going to say, stop it, man. I'm just a person.
That's right.
I'm a person who's been involved in different things. I play different roles. I've been very successful. I got very lucky, but I'm very talented as well. And even more than that, I've worked hard. Now, what's the question?
Oh my God. You're so humble.
I'm not humble. I'm truthful.
Smart. Everybody clap.
Stop.
Your interview's over. You're like the second guest, like, you know, and it's like you're off to the side on the couch just chiming in.
Saying it. Yeah. Jack, what's that temperature in New York right now, man?
Well, I just turned my AC unit on, but it is 59 degrees.
What the hell? Are you needing AC?
Well,
what the hell?
I can't even explain. I don't need it, but I can't explain why I did that.
You like it ice cold. I get it. Well, I want to see an AC unit that gets it down to 10.
Degrees?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Get That's it down to 10. Let me the put Arctic my Canada AC. Goose on.
Mm-hmm. That's a freezer.
That's even more than a freezer. It's an extreme freezer.
you're preparing for our Antarctica expedition with the
all right, you guys have a choice, right? You guys have a choice to make. Actually, I know now. Antarctic is south, man. I've learned this. The north is the Arctic. Circle. I would rather go to the Arctic than the Antarctic.
You want to go north?
North, please.
But that's a boat, bruh. You can't even get off the boat. That's just ocean with a bunch
not
of little ice.
Not in Svalbard, man. Which I was.
Oh, so
I've
you don't really
want
to touch
years.
The pole, is what you're saying to me? Okay, then why don't we go to fucking Michigan? You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to touch the pole,
anywhere with you guys. And by the way, I want
Eric
one
is craving experiences.
Of course I am. I said that in the car to you. I think recently.
Yeah.
That I'm craving experiences.
How interesting to be saying that in one of the most exciting cities in the world. You
what,
see?
Los Angeles?
Well, look at you. You're speaking as if you live in fucking West.
There's nothing left to see, man.
Missouri.
There's nothing left to see, nothing left to do for me, man. I've reached the heights. Been to over fucking 12 of the restaurants here.
Have you been to Hudson Yards yet?
Was that your joke on SNL last night?
No. No, no, no. I would never joke about that.
It did make me laugh. I did
when
watch.
When are they going to get your ass in the crowd for the, you know, the...
I know. When
oh, get there's you somebody in the celeb shot? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Wait. Just you wait. My time
get yourself
coming.
Up in that shit, dude. Well, there seems to be a guy in the front row here. Let's call on him. Josh
Trust
Rowland.
Me. They're going to let me be a fucking... a non-speaking extra in one of these sketches, and that shit is, I'm printing that shit 8x8, and it's going on every wall in my house.
Mm-hmm. How hard is it to become an, could I, if I visit you, Jack, could I become an extra?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine that. I think that's how they do it every time, is it's just,
I want to like hold the record for like most extra roles on SNL.
Don't make fun of extras, man. Don't make fun of them.
I'm not. I'm saying it with glee and joy in my heart.
How do you think Jesse Eisenberg treats extras? Do you think with respect? Because that's what I'm inclined to believe. The way that he holds himself, I could tell.
I could see him making me feel so bad about myself as an extra.
Why? Because you're watching his talent and you know you'll never match up?
I just feel like I bet you Jesse has that. Quentin Tarantino madness, especially with that last movie he fucking made. The one about going on vacation with his Jewish cousin.
With Kieran Culkin? That's called a real pain, man.
Well, right. I was just doing a description of it. And then...
Right.
So you're an extra on set. You are European. And Jesse Eisenberg is fucking acting, writing, and directing. And you go up to him and you go, hey, man, thanks so much for having me. And I could imagine him just looking at you like this. What's that? Sorry. And then moving on. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I would like to. Me, man.
I would like to direct a movie. And it is a grand experiment. You get the most famous actors on the planet. It's an ensemble film, sort of like Ocean's 11. You get so many of them lined up. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe we're all on set. And then the first day of shooting, I reverse it where all the extras become the leads and they become background actors. Just as an experiment to see how they handle being humble.
The reversal.
The reversal. Yeah. Exactly.
Sounds like a Nathan Fielder show.
The reversal. You know that show, What Would You Do?
Yes, my mom is obsessed with that show. Obsessed.
What is this? I love it too. This is a hidden camera show, Jack, where they put in some kind of rude person who's making someone that's differently abled.
Let me describe to you an episode that I watched with my mom. So it was a larger lady was rock climbing, okay? And they had a friend. These are two actors, okay? And the friend was like, you're too fat to climb these rocks. Like, get down. What are you even doing? Like, you're so fat. Oh my God. And like people around the gym would like chime in and be like, hey, dude, like, like, chill out, man. Like, you're, and they would be like super body positive. Like, you know what? You can do this. Like, you know, don't listen to this person. And then the host would come up afterwards and be like, go up to the Good Samaritan and be like, hey, I want to ask you, like, why did you interrupt these two people to say that this woman wasn't fat and should be rock climbing? They're like, I don't know. I just thought it was the right thing to do.
That's just who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, that one host that I've never seen anywhere else is like, how did you, how are you so brave? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that feel so, I would get chills immediately if I found out I stood up for someone on What Would You Do for the first time in my life. I got what they should in the do, lamest. Oh, go ahead.
Well, what they should do is interview the people who did nothing.
Yeah.
Because there's, what the there's, fuck, man? There's fucking, well, 20 people in the rock climbing gym and only one of them did something. They should focus on the fucking people that are saying nothing, dude. Dude, you're aware of this, that this was going, yeah, on, right? And you did nothing, you fucking coward.
Well, if they made that show these days, I could tell it's an old show. Because if they made it these days, it would be called What Would You Film It on Your Phone? And it would be a fucking clock taken down to see how long it takes for people to just fucking film it.
Now, that, mm-hmm, is interesting. In the digital age that we live in.
Cameras.
I kind of go through what would you do situations just in my own head, and it's pathetic. Like, I, can you, can last you night, this is a real thought I had last night. I saw a dad and his daughter, and they looked to be maybe like more poor. And in my mind, I was like, man, if I really had it like that, and I was like his neighbor or something, imagine this. On Christmas, I say, like, what does your girl want? What does your little girl want? She want a PS5, something like this? Buy it for her and just say, like, say it's from you, man. Why am I thinking, awesome, about stuff like that?
Because you're a good person, man. That's why. And it's no deeper.
Oh, I'm getting sweaty just thinking about that.
I'm getting sweaty.
It's embarrassing to reveal that. Yeah. Do you guys ever have thoughts,
your
like
honesty,
that? Well, like, do you ever listen to a sick song and think of yourself like in the music video of that song?
That's very different from the poor person saving.
It's not saving. Really, because you're the star of the. You become the star.
Yeah.
This is going to sound offensive, but I thought that when I was a kid, like when I was a child, I would think that way. I don't mean that to say you're childish, but honestly, that's a compliment, Eric, because I think that
a child's brain,
being in the exactly in that childish sense of play, you never
childish
lost.
Childish Gambino, you're right,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
The sapiosexual pedophile,
huh?
Hmm.
Yeah.
But non. You see what I'm saying?
Right. No, I see what you're saying.
But not. Thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain. Thank you for Zombieland. Thank you for The Social Network.
You know what, Jesse, I want to see Jesse do is. Did we already talk about this? I baked you a pie. Oh boy, what flavor? Pie, pie, pie.
Oh my God.
Dad, I'm hungry. Hungry, I'm dead. Why do you treat me this way? Why? Remember that?
The glim.
That's what we want from celebrities.
Crows.
The who?
Isn't that their name? Glim.
The two brothers from Brazil.
Brazil.
See?
The DaVinci twins?
The
what are you talking about?
I'm talking about those two guys that do the DaVinci.
I know. It's Glim. One of their names is Glim.
Glim.
The Island Boys?
I swear. Oh, God.
What are we talking about here?
We're talking about two early TikTok users.
I know large. You're talking about who does the I baked a pie. That guy.
Yeah.
Who does the funny faces.
Well, that's what we're talking about then, Nate. What the fuck?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Then, yeah. All right. Cool.
This guy.
So what we're saying is, why don't we do that to promote Joy Tactics?
Dad, I'm hungry. Rewind that. Why did you name me this way?
There's something about 4,000 times in 2020, just nonstop.
That was awesome. Loving when we were all locked inside from a horrifying disease, and then the group chat. Oh, the group chats were popping.
They were buzzing. All of that content and that culture is becoming quickly of a very different time.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the first to say that? Am I the first to bring that up on a podcast? I hope so.
You're the first to bring up many things on a podcast.
I know, man.
Helping people.
You're a trailblazer.
Thank you, man.
What's up?
You think that guy's name is Glim?
One of their names is fucking Glim. It's Glim. Don't laugh about it because it is.
Facial contortionist comedian.
They could be our asses, don't you think? The two of them versus us.
Oh, Glim and what's his ass name? Yeah, they probably could.
Let me get their names up. Glim. If you search Glim, what comes up?
If we had to put Jesse Eisenberg in the military, what position would he be best at?
Monologist.
It's not a profession in the military. It's not a role.
Not yet.
Nate,
sort of like nice. Unsolicited, like I'm just gonna say it. An unsolicited suicide bomber. Like it's not like a part of the protocol, but he's like, I just got it.
I'm gonna do something that's gonna help us out. Yeah, yeah. I'll buy you guys some time.
It's the ultimate sacrifice.
No, we don't need you to, man. It's all good. This is an airplane mission. Let me do it. Let me fucking get in the suit.
Get in the suit.
I think that he might be one of the most devilish and diabolical interrogators that's ever been seen by any armed forces. Imagine being interrogated by him. Fuck.
Yeah.
I kind of stand by what I said about the monologues.
Where would you like to read that monologue? Like,
yeah.
Where do you see it?
He's monologuing. Don't you remember?
Monologizing at the battlefield?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm serious. Remember in 300?
About growing up on the Upper East Side?
Yeah. Sure. But what the power of a speech before going into battle or before going on a couple months long tour overseas? Yeah. A speech would be very useful. Remember in 300 when he says the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
And then he says, tonight we dine in hell. Remember that?
Yeah. And you guys have seen
that. That should be a job.
Have you guys seen the guy in Afghanistan or Iraq or something? American official. And he's gone like, we have no control. You have no control if you're going to die or not out there. And some of you will die today. And he's like, the bullet that's going to kill you already has your name written on it. So don't try to stop it. Just go, just push forward and attack.
My name's written on it already?
The bullet that is going to kill you already has your name written on it. Think about
that. How's that possible?
That sounds like a person who doesn't believe in free will.
Yeah, exactly. He's a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Do we need more Christians in the military or less Christians in the military?
We need 20% Christian.
I'm nervous to ask you guys this, by the way.
20% Buddhist.
For the past hour.
20% Muslim. What are we at? 60%? 20%? Well, let's put some 20% Hindu. 5% atheist. 5% what else?
And a backup army of 100% agnostics.
Oh yeah. So that's 100% of one armed forces.
Yeah. And then there's kind of a
shadow forces of
sleeper cell, agnostic sleeper cell army.
Exactly.
So what have we learned so far about Jesse?
Pretty much. I don't think we've brought anything new to
I think we've said he's born in New York. And he's in maybe
we basically
four
said
movies.
He was born in New York. He's been in the social network.
He's born in New Jersey.
Right, listen so to this. He met his longtime partner, Anna, on the set of The Emperor's Club in 2002. They dated for over a decade, broke up, and reunited, and married in 2017.
Okay, now we're talking.
That's a success story, man.
Well, how long was that fucking break?
That's what I want to know, but I'm afraid to ask him. That's personal.
I bet you Jesse Armstrong has the meanest fucking
Eisenberg.
Hog.
Eisenberg.
What did I say?
You just named up the succession creator, Mr. Jesse Armstrong. Jesse
Armstrong? Did I really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they both do, honestly. If your first name is Jesse, you got a fucking big ass thing. I'm just saying, like, dude, you know Jesse Eisenberg he's got that thing, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think you're
he's
right.
He's girthy. But you wouldn't expect it. That's the thing. Like you're hooking up with them, like, oh yeah, whatever. I'm about to fuck Jesse Eisenberg. and then when he whips it out.
Like, whips out the dandelion.
Keep it going, man. Keep it going.
Whips out the white dandelion.
Hella pink.
Shit. All right. We might work with him soon.
Could it get pinker? Nope. That's what you're asking yourself.
Could it here get we go. Girthier? Mental health and quirks. Eisenberg has spoken about anxiety and certain compulsive tendencies. Interesting. Well, I'm right there with you, brother, with the anxiety thing. Been there, done that. Beat it, conquered it, never looked back. But I've felt that before. It's not easy.
You should get into motivational speaking, Eric. Huh? You should become a motivational speaker for anxiety. Like, go to corporations and
my only answer is get a CPAP. I don't know how to. If I had not gotten that, I would have been. I was on a knife's edge for about 5 years there. Knife's edge. Jack, when's the time you saw me the most on the knife's edge?
Let me really think. It was either when you left work to go to the hospital because you're having an ocular migraine.
Right, right. Well, I thought it was a stroke.
Or it was when we tried to watch the sunset at Martha's Vineyard and we had to leave because you were afraid of the color of the sun, of the light.
All right. That's fair. Here's my question. Yep. I've been meaning to ask many different artists this. Why do so many artists, actors, directors, producers, screenwriters, etc. have mental health issues?
Hmm.
Wow.
Hmm. Well, I would
what
like
is
to,
it that go ahead.
Let me pose this. What if I said everybody from all trades and all industries has mental health issues? Artists are the only one who
say
are brave
again.
Enough to speak about it.
Say it right. again.
What I can't remember exactly how I said it, but what if all people from different
professions,
careers? Yeah, right. Yeah.
This is a good point because, like, you know, like, you don't think there's like every HVAC driver in America is fucking breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't. They you're cheapening the experiences of the trade workers and their struggles.
Why do you think bands like Mudvayne exist?
Right.
Exactly.
Why do you think people value these artists?
Mm-hmm.
Because the artists go out and we explore and bring to light emotions that are deemed as inappropriate when you're on other jobs when they fucking shouldn't be. When I see an advertisement for an HVAC company or for a plumbing company, they should be able to say, we are plumbers. Every single one of us has the type of OCD where you have to put your shoes on a certain way or else you're going to die.
I think we should start putting mental health diagnoses in our sort of, you know what I mean? In our
email signatures. Headers,
signatures.
Jack Bensinger, he, him, afraid of airplanes.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Eric Rahill, he, him, generalized anxiety disorder, sleep apnea, 223 pounds, 5'9".
How does it feel to be the same weight as each other?
Well, you know, I've been coming down a little bit.
And I noticed when you said 223, I noticed that that's not what I thought it was.
I'm coming down, man.
I'm coming down. Oh,
if we hit the world gym, to know. Huh? If we're hitting the gym like we did today, Eric, let me tell you, that'll be down to, you'll be down to 130. It'll be
fuck yeah.
Frightening.
January. Not to make fun. You know the Al Roker picture where he's
Oh yeah.
In the mirror and he's lost all the weight. Al Roker. Do you know this picture, Jack?
No. Should I Google it?
I think
it?
That if I mean Al no, Roker, not Al Roker, Al Sharpton.
Mirror. Al Sharpton. Yeah.
They both lost hella weight.
But they both did lose weight.
I mean, this has got to be one of the best pictures of all time. No one else is.
Man.
Damn, that is good.
That is one of the all-time. That should be in like the Smithsonian or something.
It really, like really
that should be in the Air and Space Museum for sure.
That should be in like the golden record to like show aliens like what humanity is like, something they can study. Yeah.
That is a perfect photo.
My fear is that if I drop weight too fast, I could end up in a Al Sharpton situation. Or what was his name?
In what way?
Just kind of like, you just kind of become skin and bones. You see what I'm saying? Not in like a sassy way. Wait, who?
Yeah, but you have so much muscle. It's like, it's impossible.
That is fucking true, man. What about what's his name? Randy Jackson?
Yeah.
But he might be sick though, right? It's not like something to make fun of. I don't
comment on American Idol alum.
But that is, have you seen the pictures recently, Jack, of him in those skinny jeans? Yeah. What is happening to all the, did you guys see Simon Cowell coming down the Jennifer Hudson walkway?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. His wrists were.
Oh my goodness. Pronated.
Christ.
And did you see Bradley Cooper? Everybody's making fun of him because his face is Ellen DeGeneres now.
Yeah, stop it. Stop it, guys.
These people transform.
Are you kidding me? You know, I hate to say this about the general public, but they're vultures, man.
Well, there's an article, newspaper outlet that
has called Vulture, right, of course.
Similar name to that.
Right, of course. But here's what I feel. Did Bradley Cooper not give you an amazing performance in Silver Linings Playbook? Yeah, I think he did. Did he not give you multiple belly laughs in The Hangover? Yeah, I think he did. Did you not see him crush it in Limitless? I did. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
I saw that.
Were you complaining about his face then? No, it looked good, didn't it? So when's it going to stop? You know what I'm saying? When's it enough? When can we let these people have a pass? We hold them on a pedestal, and then we roast them on it, man. And I'm afraid it's going to happen to us.
You're roasting me on a pedestal right now. Do you know what you're doing to me? You're roasting me on a pedestal.
Yeah, exactly, man.
That's good.
It just makes me fucking sick because these artists who have mental illnesses pour their hearts and souls into television and TV and film projects. And then we get to sit there and laugh at them for looking like fucking shit.
And by the way, man, may I say, do you think brushing your teeth would have existed if celebrities back in the day didn't wanted to have some vanity?
No,
now we all
not.
Get these people are basically scientific fucking guinea pigs who are putting their actual bodies on the line and their careers on the line to test out anti-aging products for us.
Exactly, dude.
So we should be fucking thankful. Next time you use sunscreen, why don't you thank fucking Elvis Presley for being a guinea pig and risking his own life? You know,
you guys should drive a car into the Hollywood Reporter headquarters and then give this exact speech, just all bloody and like barely conscious.
Crashing, getting into a 35 mile an hour car accident into a fence
in your new Buick LeSabre, fucking immediately suicide mission into the
too slow.
Those things are sturdy too. That could take down. I could drive that into any fucking talent agency building anywhere, dude.
Nobody films talent, it. Just listen, the fucking.
The talent agencies aren't the enemies. They're trying to help the talent by representing them.
right,
and getting them deals. TMZ, our Deadline, and Hollywood Reporter, they're just reporting facts and giving us news about our industry. they're not the facts. Enemy, dude. TMZ, yeah, that's one to take down. But I think if you want to look at the enemies, the ones that are affronting celebrities, just look outside. Go to the 7-Eleven and look at someone in the eyes.
Let me describe to you my first red carpet appearance where reporters are trying to talk to me. The first mic they put in my face, I yank it off, throw it as fucking hard as I can at the back of the wall, go to the next person, take the mic off, rip it out of the fucking from the fucking camera, chuck it at the wall, take the cameras, smash them, and then we can just talk. I'm like, all right, let's talk now.
Let's have a conversation.
Oh, you don't want to talk to me now that it's not recorded? You don't want to have a conversation with me now that this isn't going to be online?
How very curious.
So you call yourself a curious individual, a curious reporter. Okay, where's that curiosity now?
Yeah, let's go. Do you watch really the have what it takes? Premiere. Spend the whole night with me, man.
Where I have one line in the film.
you think you're really passionate? Interesting. Spend a week with me. Spend a week at my house if you're really
come
passionate.
Come over tonight. Seriously, that's an open invitation to all you guys.
I'll be acting like the Fed up on the red carpet. The Fed carpet. Ask me a question. Go ahead. Ask me a question on the red carpet.
Respect. I respect you, man. Thank you.
What?
Ask him a question.
Respect to you. This is Mark, the news.
Yeah, just give me the normal ass record.
I can handle this, Eric.
All right.
You see, you're struggling with this. I got this one. I can come up with the question.
Okay.
So, hey, Jack. Jack with TMZ. Hey, I just wanted to know, like, what was the audition like for this movie?
Oh man, it was so fun. It was such a great process. Where are you from, bud? Where are you from? What's your name? Where are you
Montana?
From?
Montana? I don't.
That's so cool. Are you making a video? That's awesome.
Wow, I see what you're doing there. Flipping. Well, that's a reversal.
Have you seen this? What I'm referencing?
No. What is this?
The Fed. There's these two kids who are like filming this fucking guy on the street and they're Russian or something. They're like, what do you think of the war in Russia right now in Ukraine? And then the guy is just like, oh, hey, guys, that's such a great question. That's so interesting. Why do you ask? Where are you guys from? You're making a video? And the way that he's asking it, it's like the scariest, most Fed talking way. Respect to the Fed, man. I'm not
that's
a narc,
called controlling the conversation, and that's the kind of mental techniques they train you for in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, in the Central
What do you think
Agency
I was doing on Stavi's podcast?
I noticed you wouldn't answer. You wouldn't fucking join the conversation.
You went through like a hellish like Marine Corps CIA training to be able to get on Stavros' podcast.
And only ask questions.
Hey, by the way, Stavi, still waiting for my invite, bro. Still waiting. I'm here, man. Ready to go whenever you need me, man. Whenever you need me, bro.
It's easy, man. Just be friends with Sarah Sherman. And then she brings you around all over the place.
I would love to be friends with her. I'm just an acquaintance.
What's our ages right now?
At this moment.
What's 33? My age again?
34 for Jack, 36 for Nate. Shit.
Yeah.
3, 4, 6. We could be brothers.
The clock is fucking ticking, man.
We are exactly.
We could be literal siblings, man. With enough time in between.
Mm-hmm.
God. We all need to be. We have never been all roommates together because you guys were roommates. You two were roommates.
Yep. Yeah.
Me and Eric were roommates for a brief period of time when I was homeless.
That's right.
Does that count?
It counts, man.
Yeah.
Took him in.
Definitely. Yeah. That definitely counts.
I pray to God no one ever has to take me in. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Someone has to take. I
would
respect
take you,
to anyone
I would
who
love
had,
to take
who's
you
had to be taken in. You would take me. Would you take me in, Jack?
You're a great person to take in because you have a ability to cook, an
That's
ability
right.
to watch awesome TV and movies.
That's right.
You know, some people you take them in and they're smoking too much. They're making your house smell like shit.
And I'd start drinking less, I promise. If you took me in,
no, to drink
I would
more.
Be drinking
I don't
a
care.
Lot less.
Drink more. We have so much extra liquor. Drink more.
I have to say something about liquor. I used to just be able to. Oh, I can't wait to have some liquor. No. There's something with the taste that's off.
Oh,
recently where
they've
I'm
changed
like,
the formula.
Yeah, no, I think that there's something. The formula in my tongue has changed to not be liking it as much, and I'm thinking, is that some sign of a terminal disease that I'm not liking alcohol less?
Best not to be thinking about those things, Eric. Just take a sip, drink your drink. Tequila. There you go. There all you better. Go. All better.
Best not to be thinking of those things, man. Wow.
That's okay, I'm going to paint a scenario for you guys. You guys need to take me in. Of course, you're going to let me crash there for, you know, a couple weeks before I get my feet back on the ground. Yeah, but what's the limit before you have to sit down with me, have a conversation? Hey, Nate, it's been 6 months. What's going on? What is that limit for you
guys? I would say before a conversation, I would say 45 days, man.
And you're like, you're welcome to stay. Beginning.
Here's what I'd say. First 45 days, we're chilling.
You kick me out
playing
on the co-op streets,
games.
Day 46.
No, day 45, that's when I'm saying, it's time for a game plan, brother. It's time to write it down.
I don't
want
have
proof
one.
Of job applications. Let's make one together, man. I'm here to help you as your close friend.
Get in the wheelchair.
Go
we're going to go
I'm driving
go
you
around.
Subway.
Yeah.
Putting you in the wheelchair. We're driving you all sorts of places to get some type of work going because you need to get back out there, man. It's time. I get you in the shower, scrub you down. You haven't showered. You're comatose.
I'm hard as fuck.
Yeah, this is during No Nut November, and you extended it to No Nut rest of the year.
By the way, No Nut November, we're at the beginning, fellas.
Are you doing it?
Stay strong. Stay strong. I know it's day two. Some of you guys have been beating off every single day this entire year. You're at this point, it's torture to go a day without fucking busting. But we got a long road ahead of us, fellas. We got a long road. If you're struggling now, I wish you the best. But I believe in you. And just wait. Just think about December 1. It's Christmas season. And you get to fucking bust the fattest, most smelliest load.
Chill, man.
You had in your life to kick off the holiday season right.
Are you really doing it, Nate?
No, should I?
Yes.
You believe me?
And study what happens.
Have a journal,
because I think you have, just like me, entries. extremely high T testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it, I mean, that shit fucks us up. It helps us, and yet it fucks us up at the same time. That's the curse of testosterone.
High T.
Exactly.
T, that's T, sis. And if you're a fucking female and you just finished up female orgasm October, no female orgasm October, welcome back.
Welcome back. Congratulations, ladies. Congratulations, ladies.
Gushing like
chill,
gushing like Splash Mountain.
It's not. It's called Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Man, they got rid of Splash Mountain.
What the fucky? Are you serious?
Yes, of course I'm serious.
Why would they do that? Isn't there a song that plays though?
Well, now it's Tiana's Bayou Adventure song. Okay. Why don't you watch the videos I send you?
Back to the. The gushing thing. Do you guys ever see the candy gushers?
Did we ever see it?
Gushers?
Gushers? That ain't right.
Gushers?
Call it candy.
A gushy?
Gushers?
I gotta say, gushers took it to the next level in terms of experience.
Give me that gusher.
Bro, I just brought a fucking big ass bag of gushers to a birthday party of my friend Mike, and guess what?
No one ate
what?
Them.
No one ate
opposite
them.
Is it the opposite answer? Everyone ate them.
Not only did people eat them, they enjoyed them, and it became a topic of conversation between strangers. So,
dude,
now
this is what every introvert is looking for at a party. If you're an introvert, bring something kind of interesting, some type of interesting candy, and watch people start eating it and talking about it with you. Mm-hmm.
Eat half of it yourself, but people will join once you kind of back away from it.
Jesse Eisenberg, we want to thank you for an amazing career. We hope you keep it going. We know you will. We apologize if we came off as insensitive during this. We're just trying to do a podcast, and so sometimes our mouths run a little bit.
Yeah, if you hadn't noticed yet, we're just trying to do like a episode of a podcast.
Right. I didn't know it's helpful to remind.
I don't know if that came across.
Oh, for real. Think...
So if you're on a Rotten Tomatoes and you see Jesse Eisenberg, give him a thumbs up. So
say what's up,
last but not least, which joy afflicted you?
Oh.
You see?
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll start. I told Nate about this in the sauna this morning. I saw this on TikTok. It's a thing called immersive reading. Mm. And what you do is you get the audiobook version of a book, press play, crank the speed up to about 1.8 or 2 times, and then start reading along with it. This may be, Jack, this could actually be exactly what you need to get into reading. Someone's saying it to you and you're reading it at the same time. So I think Joe Friedman does this.
Wow. And if I'm reading it, and it feels like next level.
It kind of
say it out loud with the audio book as well. So it's like a triple sensory experience.
That sounds amazing. But this book, Shadow and Claw, pretty good. Pretty good to those tacticians that are have also read it or are reading it. Nate?
Well, I am back in fucking Los Angeles after a month away. It's amazing to be out in the sunny weather. I'm back to attack this fucking town yet again. I'm refreshed. I am ready to just fucking take over, and it's going to be unlike anything you've ever seen before. It's quite dangerous, actually. The amount of battery charging I've had outside of this, the City of Angels, but I'm ready to come back and attack this shit once again, back at it.
Nice.
Nice to have you back, man.
Cool, man.
Very nice.
Okay, now step aside while I say this, Joy, because this one's going to be crazy. I'm going to describe a peculiar restaurant experience that I just had. What the fuck is this? So we sit down. I don't know what the fuck is going on. They put down a pizza tray. You see what I'm saying? Like a pizza tray. And then I notice it. So I go, okay, I believe there's pizza coming.
Right, then, right.
All of a sudden, and this is a scenario where food is just, it's like a party where food is coming. Nobody's ordered it. It's just
right,
coming.
Right.
So I'm going, okay, there's pizza. Then somebody walks out, gives everybody chopsticks. I go, what the fuck is about to happen? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then what comes out? A fucking burger. One burger for 6 people that's been cut into fourths. I thought, what the fuck is this? Then a piece of sushi comes out. Then the worst pizza I've ever had in my life comes out. What the fuck? So all that to say, what gave me joy? Fuck French people. I've always said it.
What place was this?
I don't know. I think it was a French place. That's why I say fuck French people.
I'm fixing to write a review on your behalf, man, for what you've been through.
Well, it just was making no fucking sense what was happening there. And yet, it gave me joy. How interesting. Beauty and chaos, wow. As always.
Wow. So,
shout out to Jesse Eisenberg. May the rest of your life go smoothly, unless you move to Poland, in which case, you're the ops. But
mm-hmm. Exactly. Poland in June? Okay, guys.
Poland in June.
Good talking with you, and God bless everyone this week.
All right, bye.
Well, That concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.